My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Gerard Mayo on this show yesterday on a Monday with Mayo, Mayo Monday, and he is acknowledging that this team had at least had an issue on Sunday when it came to putting the ball in the air, Wiggy. And I would assume that in advance of Thursday night, that is one of the issues that he has identified and that they will try to fix. I know that there was a brief reference last night on the Manning cast by Bill Belichick to the clock management failures of the New England Patriots. In that game on Sunday, Curtis.
I thought he wasn't allowed to talk because of the non-NDA that he signed.
I guess he is. But
I missed it. He did good though. I love Bill on the Manning cast. I don't like the Manning cast. But when Bill's on and just like his interaction. Because Bill's very, like, he got no problem. Like, he talks a lot on it and breaks down plays. And afterwards, and Peyton asked him, one of the receivers, McLeod, he catches a ball, gets up, he points in the guy's face, he hits him in the face and gets, like, a 15-yard penalty. And Manning, Peyton goes, Bill, what would you have done with that guy, when you were coaching? Like, so it's kind of interesting to see him kind of get in and break down the play and that kind of stuff.
He was funny last night, too. He was talking about Arthur Blank and talking about, that Super Bowl and him being on the sidelines. I don't know. It's a different Bill than
a couple errant shots at the front office of the Atlanta Falcons, which chose not to hire him. So
and took some shots at the Atlanta Falcons in their inability to get to the quarterback and basically said that was the problem that hurt them last year.
I thought Bill ignored the noise. I don't understand this.
And Bill's doing his best now to kind of get his.
Who is more overexposed, the Mannings or Bill right now?
I think Bill is at risk, I guess, of doing too much, but people really enjoy it, at least so far.
He was on the Manning cast week one. It was the lowest rated Manning cast they'd had in like 5 years.
Yeah, but I understand that. Like, I have zero interest in watching that.
Yeah,
like,
the Manning cast.
But it's related
worst.
To all the other Manning casts. So it's judged against the exact same thing that it was last year.
I mean, I don't know. He seems pretty cool on the inside the NFL, how their ratings doing. I feel like he's everywhere. It doesn't bother me because isn't anybody in his position everywhere? Like, Pat McAfee's everywhere.
Oh, I mean, Pat McAfee has made College Game Day, 10 times better. He is a key to success, I think.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, he's everywhere, but I think he should be everywhere.
Right, but
I think Bill should be everywhere.
Yeah, now what you do when you're trying to get to that world is be everywhere. I just like the fact that, you get a little criticism from him and you start to see some of the side of, like what was cool about him, or like people get to see like his genius on how he
week
caused
one
defense.
Of the Manning cast was a 43% decrease from week one of the 2023 season, and just for the for just the numbers.
But I think it's
week
the Manning one, cast though.
Wiggy, are you not listening to me?
Right, but
it's the Manning cast last year versus the Manning cast this year.
Right, I think the Manning cast in general would have went down regardless who was on.
It's not all about Bill Curtis.
Yeah. Like,
no, but I'm expressing, he keeps saying it's the Manning cast. The Manning cast, it's related to all the Manning cast, the exact same thing.
Right, I bet you that the Manning cast would be down regardless of Bill. I think people are getting, the Manning cast itself, no one likes it because you got Peyton and Eli in two different places. It's so annoying.
They were in two different places last year.
Right, and I think people are getting tired of that, Curtis.
Can we stop? Like, the pandemic is over.
Right.
Can we stop with the virtual, the virtual press conferences, the virtual people in different places? Like,
it's especially when you have that, right? When people, when you are promoting an alternative way of watching the game, and you want to see Peyton and Eli, you know, their banter back and forth, but they're in two different places. You know how difficult it is.
But when that started, when that show started, when the Manning cast began, we were clamoring for any type of content. So that's why it was so popular when it first did. They need to evolve with how times have gone back to normal.
And I think a lot of people would be like, all right, I like the show, but let's get them to, at least them two in the same place.
Hey, Curtis, you see that 508 text? Who's more overexposed, the Mannings or Bill Belichick? The answer is Jason Kelce.
Right.
That is true.
Right. And he's everywhere. But it's about getting – the reason why I don't like it is they're separate. But I think Bill does a good job there. And when you start to see what Bill's doing, I think this is for him to show that, hey, I can kind of be relatable. I can kind of have a personality. And for owners to look and say, you know – oh, he has that because the football side of it, because he does a lot of X's and O's on the Manning cast.
Like, at this point, there's no owner who doesn't know the positives and the negatives of Bill Belichick.
Yes. Yeah,
like, get out of here with that.
But I think the negative of, like, Bill can't relate
to young players.
Yeah, I think that's starting to go away because of Bill being everywhere and having fun and them busting his balls on Inside the NFL.
There's just not a lot of room for guys of his age when it comes to coaching in the NFL anymore. It's just not.
And if you
look, the tide has turned.
Yeah,
clearly.
It has. I agree with you on that.
I mean, you even look at the way Gerard Mayo yesterday answered about Okorafor. Like, he's basically like, I called him to make sure that he was okay as a man. And
yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on. He might have left or, you know, whatever.
Bill would have never I only focus on the guys that are here.
Yeah, the guys that are here are all that matter. That was the way Bill was at it. Yeah.
And if owners believe that the Bill Belichick you're seeing on social media or inside the NFL or the Manning cast is the coach that you're going to get, then you're an idiot. Like, Bill Belichick is not going to be this happy-go-lucky, you know, different coach if he's put back in that position. So I just don't think that you're going to get something completely different.
No, but I think
if you were to hire him.
But I think what he's doing is a small portion of it is part of the owners, but I think it's more of like players who watch who are in the world of playing right now, like people who watch Monday Night Football. If you're not playing, guys watch it. So as a former player, you just want to watch the game that's on. And I think people that might be, you know, who play for, let's say, the Cowboys who are sitting there, Micah Parsons, go, oh, man, I would love to play for Bill.
Yeah, but don't you think once they actually played for Bill, it would be a different experience?
No, I don't think it would be an issue right away. I think after a while, if you're not winning,
you're tuning him out.
It becomes an issue. But I think him coming in and changing the culture right away, I think teams that are trying to win will embrace that. And especially if it's working. And if it's, you know, after a while, if it's not working, I think some of the younger players or the current players will tune them out. But you don't think Micah Parsons would love to be coached by Bill Belichick?
Who
coached Lawrence Taylor? Like, you don't think he's like, oh, man, he would use me in so many different ways.
I agree, Wiggy, but I don't think Micah Parsons thinks about Lawrence Taylor.
No, I'm saying if Bill became the head coach.
Yeah, but don't you think Micah Parsons would rather be coached by someone like D'Amico Ryans? A guy who played and is young and energetic and also a good coach?
No, I think that if you were to ask a Micah Parsons and if you were to say, hey, you have the opportunity to be coached by Bill Belichick or D'Amico Ryans, I think he would lean towards Bill because of the comparison to LT that they make about him, and to say, oh, I could actually be coached by the guy who coached LT?
Yeah. I mean, you hear it with regard to, or at least you heard it after week one, with regard to Jerod Mayo, where everybody was saying, wow, these guys really want to play for Jerod Mayo. The end result is all that matters, whether you're Mike McDaniel or Jerod Mayo or anybody else.
Right.
You gotta win eventually.
And right. Bill did what he did and was the most successful coach in modern American team sports for two decades, all with not the warm and cuddly persona, and nobody cared. Because he was results driven and he had the best results in all of football. Like, that's, we talk about it. It's the other side for me, where it's, there hasn't been this massive drop off in his absence. There are other ways you can win.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles and I see our crying, kind of weird Sirianni on the sideline, I say, if Bill Belichick walked in there with Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts and those receivers and that defense and all of that, like, I think he would capture their attention immediately.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the biggest thing. I think when you're looking at potentially next year and you're looking at teams like Philly, let's say a Dallas, let's say a Buffalo, that has a good group of core veterans that want to win a championship, and let's say the owner said to them, hey, I'm going to take a poll. You can have Bill Belichick coach you or – you know, Bobby Slowick.
Shime, earmuffs.
I think most guys would welcome that because
they're on the offensive side of the ball, they're going to want Bobby Slowick.
Right, but I think most of those guys would welcome that because of what Bill did in New England, and they only see the success in New England. So they would be like, Josh Allen would be like, well, damn, he helped New England win championships. Yeah. I would love Bill to coach
me. Great to have a guy like Mike McDaniel, mm-hmm. who's kissing Tua on the forehead or whatever, and or a guy like Jerod Mayo who, you know, made Jacoby Brissett cry for the first time when he told him that he was going to go out and win a game. That's great as a player until you're not winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then eventually, you know, that comes due.
But I would look at the coaches that have won the Super Bowls. It's Andy Reid, not a disciplinarian. Offensive mind, warm and cuddly. It's McVay.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bruce Arians. It's, you know, it's not exactly.
Bruce Arians was a little bit of a hot ass.
A little bit,
not crazy.
I mean, okay, but he's not. I mean, he wouldn't be confused for like Parcells.
Well, but
Belichick.
I think you'd have to take Bruce out of the question because he had Brady. So.
Yeah, it was more a Brady coach team than anything else.
Okay,
yeah.
So 2017, non-Brady Bill, that's the
Doug
guy.
Doug Peterson.
Okay. Then it's Kubiak, I think, with the Broncos.
Correct.
Yep.
Show me the guy that is a disciplinarian on that list.
They're all like
2013 was Pete Carroll. 2012 was John Harbaugh.
They're all
2011
friendly.
Was Coughlin. Probably 11. That was Coughlin. That was the last one.
You're probably right because most of those guys are like more along the lines of not the hot ass. We use military sense, you know, we use that word just because Bill such a big military guy, but you know, no one was, Curtis is right, no one's really like a hot ass drill sergeant type of coach.
A lot of the things that Bill did and the way he acted worked for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, first thing out of Jerod Mayo's mouth yesterday, what was it? We're on to the Jets. That worked.
Yeah, it worked for the 20 years he was here, and then it didn't, and now it doesn't necessarily work as well nowadays.
Why is Jerod Mayo adopting the same strategy after a loss?
Saying that we're looking to the Jets? That's what literally every coach in football has done forever.
Jerod Mayo said about five words yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
He said 500 the week before.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest.
I mean, he said more than five words, Greg.
I think that it was all, oh, I'm going to do it my way in the beginning, but then he's realizing why Bill said so little.
It was a page out of Bill's book with more personality.
Yeah. No, it's because he lost the game. Like, there's only so much you can say about a loss.
I think you can say a lot more during a loss.
I mean, he said it decent amount. He literally confirmed Greg. He's like, yeah, we need to push the ball down the field. Yeah, we need to get our offensive. We need to get our passing game going. Like he didn't say. He didn't sit up here and snort and say nothing.
We're basically going to be a run only football team, and then we have something, you know, a little something we can throw at him.
Well, they were. They ran 30 times for 180 yards.
Yeah.
Well, and they didn't win the game, and they couldn't, because they couldn't throw the football.
Right,
well, that's not why they lost.
Right. Oh, why did they lose?
Because they had an awful miscommunication on a 60-yard touchdown pass.
And they had a field goal blocked.
Right.
And they couldn't score when they had two possessions to win the game. That's not necessarily because you couldn't throw the football. You just couldn't. Your offense couldn't execute.
And actually, it was an attempt to pass the ball in a play that you should have run it that cost you the game.
Yes, they could not pass the football on third down, and Jacoby Brissett, rather than throw the ball away, took the sack, and their kicker ended up at the 48 instead of the 39. Right.
Yeah, well, isn't that a play calling thing then? Shouldn't you have just run the football?
Huh?
Shouldn't you have just run the football, though?
Yes.
Is that a play calling thing?
They should have.
So it's not a passing thing. It's a play calling thing.
No, but it is a pass. When they lose games, we're going to say the reason why they lost the football game is because of their inability to throw the football. But the majority of the time, when they lose games this year, that's going to be the conversation. It's not going to be, you know, every now and then it might be like, oh, their defense didn't show up or they didn't run the ball well. But the majority of the time, if they lose games, we're going to be, it's their inability to throw the football. And on Sunday was a reason why they lost the football game. Their inability to throw the football, which would lead to them picking up third downs or lead to them maybe scoring more points.
Yeah, but like, I don't think that's the primary reason they lost that game.
Sean,
you've told me for like 3 years that you can't win football games in the NFL now by purely running the football or by defense. Like, you basically call the two of them insignificant.
We have Bill Belichick talking about the poor clock management, if you want to hear it.
Let's get to it coming up.
Okay.
Okay? Because we're a little bit behind.
Yeah, and you can't win Super Bowls like that, Greg.
Oh,
but
Super
like,
Bowls.
You can
okay,
win
yeah,
games like that.
Always go to. Okay.
What? I mean, the Steelers are winning games.
How many
they're
games
doing
do
exactly
win?
That.
How many do you win?
I could say maybe 8 or 9 games.
Yeah. I mean, how many?
You can win 10 games doing that.
How many games did Bill win last year with this great mindset of how to coach?
He only won 4 games.
Okay.
And that was because your inability to throw the football.
Yeah.
That's what it's always going to come back down to.
You might be able to throw the ball if you talk to the quarterback. Just an idea.
Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Eagles fall to the Falcons in Monday Night Football. Elsewhere in the league, the Carolina Panthers have benched Bryce Young after an 0-2 start. Here at home, Juwan Bentley's injury much worse than we originally thought. He suffered a torn pectoral in the Pats Sunday loss. According to Ian Rappaport, he is out for the season. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. 6:50 first pitch against the Rays with Nick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Major League Baseball is looking into Alex Cora's comments suggesting the Red Sox threw at Aaron Judge on purpose. The league was reviewing the situation. No decision was reached as of last night.
Oh, not throwing at a guy.
Oh, no.
Not chin music. How dare they?
The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg's List, number one genre, chin music. 65 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I-81.
Well, if you're going to Pearl Jam tonight, you're in for a good show at Fenway. At least it was a great show on Sunday night. So, and you asked about going to see him twice, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Different set list almost every night.
Oh, okay.
So you can. That's a band that you can go see a couple of times.
Did not know that. I always just thought bands did their like the same songs, like their hits.
They mix it up, and they have a great catalog with which to do so.
And you're a big set list guy.
Yes.
People either are big set list beforehand or don't want to know.
Oh, yeah. I always want to see what it's looked like in other cities.
Yeah. You really plan to when you go to the bathroom, like when you get your snacks.
I like to know if I can leave early. Yeah. It's really kind of my thing is trying to get out of there.
Right.
Get a good night's sleep. Do a little late night show prep, Curtis. You know how that goes.
Yep. Kick bullet out of bed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's correct. All right. Bill Belichick. Manning cast. Last night. A little shot, I guess, at Jerod Mayo and the New England Patriots. Let's listen to that.
It's a good chance for a halftime swing. I think we saw several games this weekend where, you know, that was really a factor. Certainly the New England Seattle game where, you know, Seattle scored right before the half, ultimately took it into overtime. Like, that was a big 3 points they picked up there, you know, with some, you know, let's say questionable clock management. But, you know, this is a good opportunity for Atlanta to come back and take the lead in the third quarter.
Oh, there you go. He's talking about New England.
Uh-huh.
There you go. We were wondering if he was. It was a little questionable clock management, you know.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear you ask Jerod about that.
You know, I forgot about it, too. I forgot about it completely. So, but I don't, you know, I ain't got no issues with it.
No, I don't either. I agree with Curtis.
They had a petty score on Madden, he'd be 99.
I am not. As hate-filled as Curtis is toward Bill Belichick.
I have never been happier. I don't hate anything. Well, I love it.
No, but you take a daily shot at Bill. But I do think...
I just speak the truth.
Well, no, I'm just reflecting the text messages. Yeah. There are some who say, why is Curtis so full of anger about Bill Belichick?
I don't know. I thought he was on Bill's side after the dynasty.
See that text? Looks like it's a Rhode Island text. where we will be, which, oh, now it's got a, it disappeared. But basically, Curtis is so hate-filled when it comes to Bill Belichick, and that the texter doesn't know why.
I mean, Bill hates your team. I mean, you should probably be mad at him. He hates the Patriots right now.
Wouldn't you, though? Like, I think a lot of fans, despite being Patriots fans, understand why he hates, you know, the way in which he went out.
If James was on a coaching staff of an NFL team, I probably wouldn't publicly rip them.
But they took the first shot. Like, after Dynasty, I wouldn't judge anybody for having those feelings.
And you can't judge your dad's. You can't hold the son kind of in contempt because of the dad's failing. You know, Brian Belichick being on the staff. Right. I mean, his dad is a grown man saying what he wants to say. So I don't really think it reflects in any way on Brian Belichick.
I think Gerard Mayo's success would be beneficial to Bill Belichick. I mean, the coaching tree could use a fruitful sprouting, if you know what I mean. There's not been anybody that's left him that's had success, so it would be good if Gerard Mayo found success, I think.
Yeah, but Curtis, if you had a boss whose whole MO right now is trying to get into the Hall of Fame, and you know that he put out a documentary, a full 10-part doc series about and trash you for 10 episodes, wouldn't you probably shy away from ever talking about that boss?
Oh, yeah. I don't think he should have to. I don't think he should be complimentary of Robert Kraft, and I don't think he has to be.
And if anything, they drag him more than he drags them. I mean, think about, like, Mayo, all the shots Mayo took, at Bill. And, well, he hasn't called me, letting us know some of these things. So it's kind of like, and I had thought, like.
Well, David Anderson, it was just last week, I think, where he shared the magic of Gerard Mayo coming in and
David Andrews.
David, what'd I say?
Anderson.
David Andrews on his podcast talked about the Bill coming in and explaining to them the difference between a leader and a boss.
Right. Yeah, and they've taken more shots at Bill now that he's gone than he's taken at them. So if anything, I wouldn't see. I don't.
What were the Gerard Mayo shots that he's taken at Bill?
There were, when Mayo said, when he made it apparent that he didn't really talk to Bill.
No, he didn't. I think we read into that a little bit too much. He just said he wasn't going to
get into that.
No, I'm talking about originally when he first kind of got the job and everything. He made it apparent like, oh, we're going to do things different. I haven't talked to Bill. Bill didn't call me. Those type of things. Like, so he made it seem like it was like, and they're not like big shots, but it's like throwing lightweight shade. You know how that goes.
I would say Elliot Wolf definitely took a shot at Bill with the vibes at the combine talking about changing things. But I don't think Gerard
Mayo goes, oh, we're going to do things different around here. And like, it's just, it's a little bit of shade. It's not, I don't want to, maybe shots is the wrong word, but you could see a little bit of him.
And Greg,
shading.
I would love Bill Belichick to be back on the sideline coaching the Eagles. It would be great for business. I think he would do a far better job than Nick Sirianni, and I think they would be a championship contender. I think
they'd flame out in a minute.
So I'm trying to be complimentary. It gets quickly.
Why is that, Sean?
Because Bill Belichick is not what the Eagles need. The Eagles need somebody who can take control of that offense and
He'll hire an offense coordinator.
Well, who's he going to bring in? Josh McDaniels?
Yeah, Josh McDaniels is a pretty good offense coordinator.
Oh, no.
Good for him. Cam Newton worked out really well.
Do you have an issue with Josh McDaniels?
No, as a coordinator. No, his coordinating style does not suit what Jalen Hurts does. That's all. Very different philosophies. That's all.
He would adapt, though. He would then. I think that would. Josh would just have to adapt to a Jalen Hurts type of style of player. I mean, I think Josh would be able to do that.
I don't know. They weren't big on adapting the playbook. The playbook was generally always the playbook in New England for 25 years.
Well, and I would say, Greg, specifically to the way this conversation started about the run game, pass game, what you need, this team not, the clock management. I'm sure that there is going to be some on-the-job learning for Gerard Mayo. He didn't handle the end of the first half perfectly. But what bothers me and what I try to fight back against, which is the onslaught of oncoming traffic that doesn't understand that there were mistakes made, the team was really bad in close games the last couple of years when Bill was the coach. And a lot of that is Mac Jones. A lot of that is, we can go up and down the list. I'm not saying Bill made bad decisions every time, but the team lost several games that they should have been able to win. And the biggest one for me is the Packers game a couple years ago, where Bailey Zappe comes in, you get to overtime, you get the ball at the 45-yard line of the Green Bay Packers, and instead of going for it on 4th and 2 or 3, you punt to Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers takes the Packers down the field and wins the game. There were a lot of games like that. So, yes, while I think Jerod Mayo was not great, I don't understand the pass on 3rd and 5 when you're trying to go up by 6 at the end of the fourth quarter. But to say that absolutely they win that game last year would be to ignore the results of the last couple years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we can argue it till the end of time when it comes to the last whatever period of time you want to look at with Bill, last 4 years or whatever. And whether it was Bill who determined who was on the roster here, whether they were last in spending because the owner wanted them to be last in spending, I don't know. I just think that there are clear periods of time in which Bill Belichick was able to help you win football games. And I don't know that you're going to get that same thing from Jerod Mayo for a period of time.
Well, I think you can. I think you already got that in week one. The defense was the reason why you were able to win that football game. And that's very similar to what we would have said about Bill Belichick. Their ability to come up with a great game plan to slow down a good offense in Cincinnati. Because that's what we used to say about Bill.
Okay, but you just heard Ty Law. You didn't get that in week two.
Well, in week two,
quite the contrary.
And Ty didn't realize it, but there was, you know, one of the nerds who talked about when Christian Gonzalez, he was on DK Metcalf, and he only held him to 24 yards on 3 catches. So the touchdown you gave up, and Mayo said it, that was on us. Clearly, there was a miscommunication on whatever coverage was called, because it was a blown coverage where you let DK Metcalf run down the field. But I think defensively overall, when you look at that game, you were able to hold Seattle to what? 20 points through 4 quarters?
Yeah, I mean, Ty would disagree with you. He spent most of the morning talking about how bad the defense was.
Right, because he was looking at 2 guys who had over 100 yards, and I could see where he's coming from in that aspect.
Geno threw for 327 yards.
Yeah, I could see where he's coming from.
Like, you completely stopped their running game.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. They could not do anything in the running game. They were averaging less than 3 yards a carry. But Geno diced your ass up. Geno Smith came in and won them that football game.
And, Greg, we played it earlier, and it's going to be an issue the more they lose, if they lose a lot this year, where you're not going to hear Pop Douglas say what he said yesterday following a win. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you lose instead of winning to go to 2-0, and now all of a sudden you already hear a public complaint about their role in the game.
But would you have heard that from a young wide receiver like Pop Douglas week 2 if Bill were the head
Kendrick
coach?
Kendrick Bourne, yeah.
No. Because even Kendrick Bourne didn't really.
It was like week 10, and
he didn't really say much.
Around
it.
They played week 1, and Bob Kraft was already talking to Tom Curran about Kendrick Bourne's role in the offense.
Kendrick Bourne didn't really say it. It was more about Tommy Curran reporting that Kendrick Bourne is upset.
What was the Thursday night game against the Bills? That wasn't week 15. There was. I don't know. I could go back and find them. But yes, the modern athlete does speak out more now.
That you'll get more of that this year if things go bad than you got last year when things were bad. You'll get more guys who will be saying things when a microphone is in their face.
Yeah.
Versus last year, they weren't really saying anything. You know, and I think it's part of, you know, because they see their head coach who says things. And then they feel like, okay, you know, I can too go down that road too.
Can't that get people in trouble though?
Yeah, that's always the thing that you know, that's the give and take about having a coach that speaks freely versus a coach who doesn't say anything, is that the players, you know, will look at the coach and go, okay.
But do we think that Andy Reid all of a sudden became a genius?
No, he got Mahomes.
Yeah, right. He got Mahomes.
Like, it's sad that that's all it is now in sports, but if you have Patrick Mahomes.
But he's always had good quarterbacks.
Right, I mean, but
he's
not
always
the
had
best.
Good offenses, period.
Yeah, he's always had good quarterbacks. He's always had, other than Alex Smith that 1 or 2 years, he's always had top 7 quarterbacks.
Quarterback.
And look at the amount of distractions they have in that locker room. Every year, Every week there's a new story off the field.
Well, when you have a top 10 quarterback, you can get by with all the stuff off the field.
The defense risk.
Sometimes. Hasn't happened yet with Josh Allen.
Well, that's because he's playing Mahomes.
Yeah, the only literally the only guy he loses to is Mahomes.
Yeah, and you think about Buffalo. Buffalo is always going to be competitive right in it. When I say you have having a quarterback like that, you might not win a Super Bowl, but you're always going to be a contender.
No, I'm just saying that getting a great quarterback doesn't automatically mean you win a Super Bowl.
No, but it puts you in the conversation.
Yeah, you can at least get there.
Right.
Show if you have the best quarterback, it does.
Well, even if you have a top 10 quarterback, a top 7 quarterback, it does. Lamar Jackson, you might not have won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, you're right in the mix. Find me a team other than the San Francisco 49ers who don't have a top 10.
Yeah, I mean, Andy Reid was a good coach before Patrick Mahomes, though.
Yeah, 100% he was. He was a good coach.
He got Donovan McNabb to a Super Bowl.
But Donovan McNabb was a top 5, top 7 quarterback.
Number 2 pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, when he played in his era, McNabb was considered a top 8 quarterback. I'm saying find me a team that is able to do it where their quarterback, and when I say able to do it, be a legit contender when their quarterback's not top 10. I'll give you top 10. Just can't do it. You need that guy.
Well, we will talk with Jelani Tavai tomorrow. And he, I'm sure, will be freewheeling and saying whatever is on his mind. So that'll be tomorrow morning at 7.
No, he's still got a little bit of Bill Belichick left over. Yeah. Let's be honest.
He does.
He hasn't subscribed to the Mayo way of things yet.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, as I said earlier, not a great day for the work from homers, but a worse day for Diddy.
Yeah, take that.
Rich Keefe is here.
Hello. Just in time to talk Diddy. Thanks for having me.
Did you see the New York Post headline?
No.
Cuff Daddy.
Not
Cuff
bad.
Daddy.
Not bad.
Indictment out
now? Yeah,
just,
it's not good,
now?
Wiggy. It is not good. He's been charged with 3 counts, racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, fraud or coercion, and transportation to engage in prostitution. His lawyer said he will fight like hell.
He's going to fight like hell
to get his client released on bail, saying his client is not only not guilty, but outright innocent.
Oh, wow.
Diddy will appear in front of a judge sometime this morning.
Because you realize if you fly somebody out to hook up with them, even if they consent to it, that's considered sex trafficking. Did not know that.
You sure about that?
I do not think that is the case.
Oh, can we get to
Google
the Patriots?
It. I'm not going to Google it.
Yeah,
I will take your word for it, like I do everything else.
I don't think that's
yes,
the case.
Yes, it is. It is considered sex trafficking. So
coercion.
If you ever been flown out.
How do you say it?
Coercion?
Coercion?
Coercion.
Coercion.
So, I knew what you were saying.
Yeah, thank you.
So Rich,
coercion.
Richard, if you ever fly out a lady,
which I do,
right? Or Courtney, if you've ever flown out with somebody, that was considered that person.
Wait a minute,
are you suggesting that Courtney has flown out to have sex, particularly with somebody?
Well, she said that. Well, what's your boy's name? The basketball player used to fly her out.
What in the world?
That was my boyfriend.
Yeah. And didn't she have to pay for those?
Been a relationship with that guy?
Are you a father right now?
Are you calling Pat Connaughton a sex trafficker?
No, I'm saying if you fly,
I don't think that's what he's being arrested for.
I don't think Homeland Security is swooping in to arrest P. Diddy if he was flying a woman out to have sex.
Yeah. If you fly
his girlfriend.
Probably not.
She was his girlfriend at the time, but it's considered in the eyes of the government.
No, it's not.
Wiggy, please stop. Thank God the show's over.
I'm just trying to educate. That's all I'm trying to do.
I don't think you're educating accurately.
No, I'm educating Curtis very accurately. All you got to do is Google it, Curtis. Yeah. And not
Google it?
Yes.
I don't want to Google sex trafficking. Yeah. That sounds awful.
No.
I'm just giving you the definition of transporting somebody, even if they consent.
When it comes to Wiggy and some who he defends, he's a big innocent when proven guilty guy.
Richard, we live in this society of guilty until proven innocent.
Tell me about it.
And all I'm trying to do is educate some of the people.
That's it. So you think he's innocent?
No, I didn't say he was innocent.
You think he had anything to do with Tupac?
Eminem
kind of does. I'm just kidding. He says it all the time.
Maybe he could plead this out.
Yep.
If he comes clean about Biggie.
True. Let us know what happened.
I think so. Which then in turn has me not liking Diddy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because the Tupac thing was what got Biggie killed.
Correct.
And I'll never be able
Domino
to.
Domino effect.
So we all think Tupac is really dead.
Yes, Courtney.
Okay, well, you know, people ask.
Yeah, there are some people
who believe. He's wearing the new Jordans in that video. How do you wear those new Jordans?
I saw him on TV at the Celtics game a couple years back. So there are people who believe he's in, like.
That's true.
Yeah, Columbia.
He and Elvis are hanging out somewhere.
Not Tupac, but I definitely think the Biggie thing is he knows.
A sketchy
more.
There, too.
He knows more than he talks about when it comes to Biggie.
Well, we're going to find out. He could be cellies with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
All right. If those walls could talk.
What are you guys doing on the show today?
Well, it's a Tommy Tuesday. So that means Tommy Kern's going to join us.
Excellent.
As we're going to continue to discuss the Patriots loss to the Seahawks. Also, we have a key for madness today. There's an update to the RFK Jr. whale story.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to get into that. Yes,
that
we talked about that at the time when Kit Kennedy was talking about it, but now there's an update to it.
Okay.
He talked about it himself, so we will get to that as well. Yeah.
All right, good. All right, Jones and Keith next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for your patronage.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.